I haven't seen Brian in like a month.
We haven't. Did we see each other after?
I don't think we did.
We did. We saw. Did we? We had lunch one day.
Oh, that's right. We had lunch right before Christmas.
Yeah, you just gotten your new phones.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, Ma, and Curtis got fancy new iPhones.
I didn't get the iPhone 6 fat.
Because you didn't need a tablet sticking in your back pocket.
No, I decided against it. And I call it that because that's what Big Fatty calls the iPhone 6 Plus, is the iPhone 6 fat.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You bitch.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1844 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday the 17th of February 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's Fat Tuesday. Big Fatty for you. That's every Tuesday. Beta's Big Ready. Hi, everyone. I hope you're fat, too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. Fat Tuesday. You know the significance behind Fat Tuesday? Yes, Big Ready, it's the day after Fat Monday. No, but... y'all, it signals the end of the Mardi Gras. And y'all, come midnight... the police down there in the Nawlins is going to clear the streets because, y'all, it is now, it will be time for Lent, time to give up something. Big Fatty, I hope they give up clearing people from the streets. Yes, Big Fatty, that would be lovely. See y'all today. Today, Fat Tuesday, the 17th of February. Y'all, by the way, that Dr. Stone pointed out to me that Monday, President's Day, was not George Burthington's wash day. That's not until the 22th. So I stand corrected on that. But y'all, speaking of someone whose celebration of exiting the birth canal it is today, y'all, he is over there in the Budapest. He is over there in the Budapest. And y'all, you gotta feel for him, y'all. He has to put up with the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, day in and day out, y'all. And that which means as sick as you get of the crumb of music and the census music. Trust me, this man has endured it much more than you have. Hey, you're right. But y'all, today the 17th, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for Mr. Zed. Baby, we love Mr. Zed. And y'all, I just saw a picture. On the Twitter that showed that for Mr. Zed, for his celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's gone blonde. Because you know what they say, once you've gone blonde, you'll never go back. Hey, that's not what they say. Well, it's something like that. Y'all, if you see Mr. Zed on the face space or the Twitter, you just make sure you wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I don't even have to even say it, because these two eat at the McDonald's more than anybody I know, and everywhere they go, they always have a big old piece of cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that Moose P and Spotted Big Fatty riding his hog. Big Fatty Vulgar. Let's just see here. Trucker Alex, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2015. He has Spotted Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty's driving a station wagon. He's got a mattress up on top of it. It says, helping Larry Vader buy a mattress. Y'all, and it kind of looks like the Vons. Yo, like the Vons' car. Moose P also spotted Big Fatty. Hanging 10. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Big Fatty's a hot surfer, kind of like my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. Trucker Alex also spotted Big Fatty as 50 Cent. Big 50 Cent, he says. And y'all, I've got on the... I'm throwing the gang signs and everything, I guess. I don't really know what that means. Big Fatty, neither do you. And then there's something over here about Miss Bacon, number one fan of the BFO. Congratulations, Miss Bacon, for winning again. Vote Bacon. Big Fatty, there's just this erroneous information there. Yes. Now, y'all, last for right, I played this song, and I said you've heard this song before, but do you know the group that's singing it? And, y'all, I just knew Dr. Stone was going to know this, and, y'all, he didn't. So I'm going to reveal it today. Y'all, it is the Cowsills. Big Fatty. And, y'all, the Cowsills was an American singing group from Newport, Rhode Island. They specialized in harmonies and the ability to sing and play music at an early age. Kind of like the Partridge Family, but they're the Cowsills. The band was formed in the spring of 1965. The Cowsills were the inspiration for the 1970 launch of the TV show The Partridge Family. So, Dr. Stone, you were on the right. Big Fatty, we don't know. You were on the right track. But y'all, they had several different records, it says here that they were doing stuff as late as 2008. Big Fatty, I can't believe that's true. It's probably erroneous information. Big Fatty, we've had a lot of that on today's little show. It's true, we have. So, anyway, but I'm trying to look on here when, they sang, Love American Style. They sang that. It was released in 1967. Big Fatty, y'all, it rose to number 31 on the charts. I think that was number 16, the Milk Song. I don't know what that means. Big Fatty, neither do we. But anyway, let's just see here. You know, it sounds like they could have also sung the theme to That Girl. Big Fatty, we love the Cowsills.
Truer than the red, white, and blue. Love American style. Freer than the land of the free. Love American style. Truer than the red, white, and blue.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey there, Big Fatty, it's Turnip Head Colin, and hey there, Poodle McNoodle and the Squeakers. Actually, this phone call is really for Poodle McNoodle. Hi, sweetheart. You know I love you, but this means when you start a sentence with, you know, I love you, it means you're going to be getting a little bit of a verbal spanking. Oh, so take a deep breath and here we go.
Okay.
The other day, Big Fatty was talking about wearing a singlet and you made some disparaging remark about nobody wanting to see that.
Oh.
Now, Poodle, we don't make fun of people for what they wear. Everyone is allowed to wear whatever they want and whatever they feel good in. And maybe you should listen to the little underpants show from last week, and you can hear Big Fatty talking about how he agrees with that, and he went and strutted his stuff at the Horror Hotel in his new Nasty Pig gear. So just think about that a little bit, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
And that's about it. Thanks, yeah. Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling, Big Fatty. I got a spanking from the turnip.
I heard that. And turnip head, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, turnip head, we all agree with you that you should wear what you're comfortable in. But, you know, I don't really want to see a poodle running around in her unmentionables. Big Fatty! But, you know, if she feels comfortable in it, you know, that's fine. It doesn't mean I want to see it. But anyway, but Turnip Head, thank you so much for the call and for putting Poodle in her place. Big Fatty Poodle in her place. Oh.
Hi, Dad. It's your daughter, Nessa. And I'm actually calling from my jalopy. I thought since it's VD week, I would call and tell you a little love story that made me think of you. And it's not vulgar, I promise. I have a friend named Yvonne who I met in Zumba class who happens to be a lesbian. And she recently got a new girlfriend named Siobhan, who works at my favorite Starbucks and is just a cutie patootie. And they call each other, call themselves as a couple, the Vons. And when I heard that, I started giggling because all I could hear was you go, yo, 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 in my head. And so, yeah. Lesbian couple made me think of you. Anyways, I just want to call and say I love you and I miss you and happy VD day and junk and stuff. And I will talk to you soon. Bye. I don't know how to hang up the phone in the car. Okay, bye. Oh, wait, did it work? No, it didn't. I'm retarded.
Yeah, oh. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is my youngest daughter, Nessa. And, Nessa, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice. And for you to think of Big Fatty when you're talking about your lesbian friends, it's just lovely. You know, for them to be calling themselves the Vons, yo, 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 it makes me happy that you thought of Big Fatty, bitch. Nessa, you bring up an excellent topic about using the cellular telephonic device and the can. Yeah. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all. The Ford Escape. You know, I've had the Ford Escape. Y'all, can you believe it's almost been 3 years? I'm looking here because I took it in for some service, some of it being a warranty service. But y'all, it was time for an oil change and to get new wiper blades and things like that. And so, you know, Big Fatty don't do none of that kind of service stuff. You know, the Faye driver will probably give me a verbal spanking, but, you know, I'd rather a professional do it than me fuck it up. Yes, Big Fatty! I'm just looking here on the work order here, and y'all, the Ford Escape was built the 4th of March in 2012, and y'all, I bought it on the 30th of March of 2012. So we're coming up at the end of the 3 year 36,000 mile warranty. And y'all, Big Fatty? We don't know. Where's my odometer, Big Fatty? Odometer was 23,699 miles. So almost almost 24,000 miles in almost 3 years. But y'all, one of the problems I was having was with the sink. The Fode has the, you can hook up your, you can sync your Bluetooth. Big Freddy, if you got a Bluetooth, you ought to go to the dentist. That's an old one. Yes, Big Freddy. You can sync your 6 Fat. Like that Curtis from the Game Night Gals. He could do that if he had a Ford. Yes, Big Freddy. And here recently, I hadn't had any problems at all with it or anything. And y'all, then one day, it just stopped playing the music. It just would stop playing the music. And y'all, I don't know what I did. I didn't do anything to tell you the truth. And so, disconnected it from the system and set it up as if it were a brand new phone and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, it still wouldn't play the music or anything. And now the cellular telephonic device, I could say, call Granny. And it would go, are you sure you really want to call Granny? He's probably shitting himself. Big Granny. And I said, yes, call Granny. The phone part would work just fine, but it wouldn't play the music, wouldn't play little shows or anything like that. And I couldn't figure it out. So when I decided I was going to get the Earl changed, and the tires rotated, and they top off your fluids. Betty, that's vulgar. And what else? And then I got the new wiper blades and everything, because you got to have new wiper blades. So I said, and I want warranty work. I want my sink system updated. There've been some updates to it, and y'all, I've tried to update it, and I'm as bad as the Vons. Big Freddy. I mean, what? Big Freddy, is that like those lesbians that Nessa would? No, not the other Vons. Yo. Anyway, technology is not my friend when it comes to that kind of stuff. So y'all, there were two. There had been two, not one, but two. I say two updates on the sync system since I had purchased it back in 2012. And so y'all, so they've updated it, and when they update it, you got to go in and reconnect your phone as if it were a brand new phone, because it don't remember nothing. And y'all, by the way, why is it that your VRC and your computer and everything will update the time when it switches from daylight savings time or daylight saving time and standard time? Y'all, why won't the car clock do that? I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I have resynced it up, and y'all, the long and the short of it, mainly the long of it, is that it now works again. Be ready! Oh dear Gussie, speaking of Mardi Gras and Cajuns and all, y'all, that Phoenix Dave sent Big Fatty one of them jib-jab cans that dances around, and y'all, it was Big Fatty dancing in his underpants for the female Big Fatty. Big Fatty, is that like me? No, it's nothing like you. But y'all, it was absolutely hysterical, and if I knew how to put it on the BFO, I would put it up for you to look at, but I don't know how to do that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Game Night Gals, and Curtis, you heard a Turniphead chew a poodle a new one. Is there anything you'd like to say to Poodle about all of that, too?
You bitch.
Oh, Big Manny Curtis wants to make me his bitch.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.